Good evening. Welcome to the Blauenberg Reformed Church. I am Pastor Jeff Knoll, and I am the minister here at this church. On behalf of our congregation and the leadership of our church, I want to welcome you and say how happy we are that we can host this event this evening and be together tonight. We live in a country and in a town which has diverse religious traditions, and we are all neighbors together, and our lives intersect in many ways. Tonight, we gather together not despite our religious differences, but celebrating those differences and seeking to listen and grow in our understanding of one another. Many people have helped to make this service possible this evening, and in particular, I am personally grateful to our speakers who so graciously accepted the invitation to share with us from their traditions this evening, so thank you very much. I'm also grateful to our musicians who are here this evening to share their music with us. One note about the bulletin, I made a mistake, and I listed the guest choir three times as the Mother of God Orthodox Choir. They will be sharing with us two pieces, and our third piece will be from the Montgomery United Methodist Church's choir. So thank you for being here this evening. A few notes about the facilities. There are no bathrooms here in this historic church building, but there are bathrooms across the parking lot in Cook Hall if you so need one. And we will have a time of fellowship following this service in Cook Hall. And I would encourage you all to come over. There will be some coffee and treats and a time for us to greet one another and spend some time in conversation. This is an interfaith experience, and so we will proceed seeking to be inclusive and respectful to all, and it is my sincere hope that this service will serve our shared purpose of reflecting on and expressing thanksgiving. I now have the honor of inviting forward Father Peter to offer our opening prayer.
Thank you. If you please pray with me. God, our Creator, we pause this evening to offer our thanksgiving for the many blessings you have given us. We ask that you make us thankful people. We thank you for food and remember the hungry. We thank you for health and remember the sick. We thank you for friends and remember the friendless. We thank you for freedom and remember the enslaved. We thank you for shelter and remember the homeless. We thank you for freedom to pray and remember the persecuted. May these remembrances stir us to service, that your gifts to us may be used for others. Amen.
I would ask you to please stand as you are able. Recognizing that we are united this evening in our shared thanksgiving for the blessings that we have in our lives, we are invited at this time to move about this room greeting one another by extending handshakes and the words, "Peace be with you." Let us share a sign of unity together.
Thank you.
how good it is to be reminded that we have this peace and this unity, and that we can share that with one another together. This evening we have three speakers who will be sharing with us from their traditions and some thoughts that they have gathered in preparation for tonight. Welcome. And it is my honor to introduce our first speaker, Brother Soffit. Welcome.
Assalamu alaikum, peace, shalom alaikum, peace be with all of you, respected brothers and sisters. It's an honor to be here today with my fellow Montgomeryan Skillmanins, I guess we call ourselves. I've been in Montgomery Township just under 30 years now, and it's a wonderful opportunity to be here with you today and share. My home base mosque is the Islamic Society of Central Jersey, right on Route 1 in South Brunswick, and I also serve as the Muslim chaplain at Drew University. Now to my remarks. Thanksgiving, dear brothers and sisters, need not be thought of or even indulged in as a religious holiday. Beyond its religious connotations lies the simple occasion for families and friends to come together, to enjoy each other's comfort, wisdom, and love, to mend fences, to laugh, to reminisce about old times, and to watch our children and grandchildren grow. Gratitude, appreciation, or thankfulness is a positive emotion or attitude in acknowledgement of a benefit one has received or will receive, anticipates to receive. In a religious context, as I understand it, gratitude can also refer to a feeling of indebtedness towards God. Most religions seem to prescribe rituals of thanksgiving towards the higher powers. The expression of gratitude to God, I believe, is a central theme of the Abrahamic faith traditions to which we belong. As peoples of various faith traditions and spiritualities who have gathered together this evening, I believe that we seek something more and desire to understand and appreciate in a deeper way the true meanings of thanksgiving. The historical record of our nation, America's beginnings, tells us that in 1789, declaring the first national day, although not first official national day, of Thanksgiving, President George Washington stated among the reasons for establishing this day as a day of remembrance was, quote, "for the many and single favors of Almighty God." He recommended that it be a day dedicated to, quote, "the service of the great, of that great and glorious being God." It should be a day, dear brothers and sisters, as I see it, of a deep, heartfelt reflection, of introspection, and what we refer to in the Islamic language, in the Arabic language or the Islamic theology, as tawbah, sincere repentance, for the many sins of omission and commission that we, as peoples of many faiths and spiritualities, that we as Americans have done, which resulted in much inequity and harms and hurt, both here at home and abroad. President Abraham Lincoln, during the waning days of the Civil War, on the occasion of his Thanksgiving proclamation, in which Thanksgiving was officially established as a national holiday, reminded us then, as a nation divided against herself, and unfortunately, not unlike in many ways the nation which we find ourselves as a part of these days, when he said, quote, "It should be a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in heaven." In the Islamic terminologies from the Arabic language, Yawm al-Hamd wa Shukr, the day of praise and thanksgiving. Lincoln continued towards the end of his proclamation, "And humble penitence for our national perversions and disobedience." It is all the more important then that we come together in this sacred place to remind ourselves and remind others about the true spirit of thanksgiving. As Muslims, we are encouraged from our religious tradition, as evidenced by the numerous ayat, meaning verses of the Holy Quran, and hadith, sayings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to engage in and show praise, hamd, and thanks, shukr, always and on all occasions, not just one day a year. These are central elements and themes of Islam. The word hamd, dear brothers and sisters, from the Muslim tradition, meaning praise, appears in the Holy Quran, the Muslim scripture, in various forms no less than 67 times. And the word shukr, or thanks, no less than 73 times. They are twins that are inseparable. Praise and thanks. But a question may arise, how then are we to praise? And how are praise and thanks linked together? Because they are linked. How do these two distinct terms and concepts relate to one another? Upon reflection, one may understand their relationship, as at least as Muslims may understand their relationship, through the lens of God's most beautiful names, Asma al-Husna. For along with hamd, praise, comes shukr, gratitude and appreciation. Al-Hamid and Ash-Shukr are among the 99 most beautiful names of God, which Muslims are encouraged to reflect upon their meanings and to call God upon by His most beautiful names. Muslim scholars in part have described Al-Hamid as most praiseworthy. All existence praises Him unconditionally. Praise, hamd, is honoring with respect and thankfulness, shukr. The Great One who gives infinite gifts and blessings. In this sense, worship is praise, hamd, and gratitude, shukr, is its essence. Shukr, gratitude, and thanks is a quality of both humans and God. For humans, it is a high means of recognizing and appreciating the many favors God has provided and bestowed upon us. And in these times when many of us who have been given so many blessings and privilege, praise and thanks be to God, we need to remember the many more of our neighbors, the so-called strangers. For blessed are the neighbors and the strangers according to our Abrahamic faith traditions. Though not as fortunate as ourselves by material measures, they are in fact those who Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ, named the least of these. And those whose fair and equitable treatment is the basis upon which we are to be judged. The so-called have-nots, whose presence amongst us and whose just treatment thereof, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, testified, is in fact the very means through which we are able to receive our daily sustenance and experience our material and physical well-being. Sisters and brothers, we are badly in need now, more than ever, to return to and nurture within ourselves again the quality of shukr, to develop an attitude of gratitude. Shukr, thankfulness, and gratitude, as I said, is also a quality of God. For in Islamic teachings, one of God's names, most beautiful names, is Ash-Shukr. It means God's reward for and appreciation of our words of and acts of gratefulness to God through working and helping His fellow creatures, our fellow creatures. God's just response to our adopting an attitude of gratitude towards Him. In this context, the great Sufi poet Jalaluddin Rumi observed, "Giving thanks for the benefit is sweeter than the benefit itself." And the word in Arabic, shukr, actually translates to English, not to say thank you, but to display or show gratitude. It is an act, not a word, although it is a word as well. In a verse in our Holy Quran, which speaks about one of the Prophet's predecessors amongst the Prophets, which our Rabbi knows very well, God commands the family of David, work. اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليلا من عبادي شاكر وقليلا من عبادي شكور. Work, O family of David, with thanks, but few of my servants are grateful. A question at this point may come to our minds: how and when do we engage in God's praise, and when do we express thankfulness and gratitude to God? As a rule of thumb, we usually say praise for that which is general, that which is related to our very existence. So in the verse, opening verse of the first chapter of the Holy Quran, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, praise be to God, Lord of the worlds, sustainer and cherisher of the worlds. The macro and world issues. We say shukr for specific tangible gifts that, and blessings we receive. Shakir for the big gifts and blessings, and shukr for the little things in life that are also so important. Praise, hamd has been said, is for the very breath we breathe, while thankfulness and gratitude is for the blessings of the five senses: sight, hearing, smell, touch, taste. It is in this light that we can understand the saying of the Prophet Muhammad when he related a conversation that took place between one of his predecessors, the one I mentioned before, the brother Prophet David, peace be upon him, when he inquired of God, what should he, David, praise God for and thank God for? To which God responded, just breathe. Breathe and listen to your breath and reflect and remember the very air we breathe is part of the breath of God. Ruh in the Holy Quran, in the Arabic language. That which we exhale provides the CO2 which the trees and plants inhale as part of their divinely directed natural process of photosynthesis, through which all life on our common home, Mother Earth, is possible, and a byproduct of which is the very oxygen that we in turn breathe in and need to survive. As we breathe, dear brothers and sisters, and I will conclude with this last few words, let us reflect and be thankful that we don't already have everything we desire. For if we did, what would there to be looked forward to? Let us be thankful when we don't know something, for it gives us the opportunity to learn more and grow more. Let us recognize and be thankful for our limitations, because they give us opportunities for self-improvement and self-development through the help and support of one another. Sisters and brothers, let us be thankful for each and every new challenge, because if we are able to successfully rise together to meet those challenges, they will help build our strength and transform our character. Let us also be thankful for our mistakes and shortcomings. We all have feet of clay. For if we truly accept them, correct, and seek to learn from them, they will teach us the most valuable of lessons. And lastly, for those who worked so hard to make good things happen and make things possible for others other than themselves, an example of which is tonight's blessed gathering and program. You peoples of faith, community leaders and activists, I say, be thankful when you're tired and weary, because it means you have made a difference. In conclusion, I share with you the advice of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to one of his beloved companions by the name of Mu'adh ibn Jabal over 1400 years ago. And through him, to all of us gathered here in this sacred place tonight. The Prophet Muhammad turned to Mu'adh ibn Jabal after one of the daily prayers and said to him, by God, I love you. So do not forget to say at the end of every salah, every prayer, every act of worship, Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. O God, dear beloved God, help us to remember you and to give thanks to you and to worship you in the best of ways. Ameen.
Our next speaker is Pastor Tony from the Montgomery United Methodist Church, and we are making some connections this evening as we are meeting. So Brother Safed is the Muslim chaplain at Drew University, where Pastor Tony himself studied, and one of Pastor Tony's mentors was Dr. Robert Schuller, who was from the Reformed Church tradition, which is my tradition. Susan, how are you and Pastor Tony connected? That's okay. That's okay. We'll figure that out for next time. So,
good evening, everybody. It is an honor and a joy to be with you, my friends. I think it's particularly thrilling to be up here shoulder to shoulder with religious leaders from traditions far older than mine, and in whom my tradition has its roots. And so it's a joy to be with you. I feel like we're standing at a crossroads, you know, with the intersection of the religious faiths we represent, the expressions of faith we represent, and the timeless nature that we're surrounded by here in this place. It thrills me to think about the fact that generations of Christians have worshipped in this room and on this holy ground. Pastor Jeff, I'm thankful to you for putting this all together and for having us here tonight. God bless you. I want to say a special thank you to the musicians as well. Miss Katie, thank you for your wonderful music at the organ. It's enchanting. And my own Dr. Bell and our choirs, what a beautiful, beautiful sound you make. Thank you for praising the Lord. Oh, before I begin my message tonight, my friends, I would like to invite you all to two wonderful events that are coming up in our community. Everybody's invited. The first two Sundays in December, December 3rd at Montgomery Methodist Church, the Starlight Chorale will be performing their Christmas show. It's going to be lots of fun for the whole family. There'll be singing and puppets and sing-along. Oh, it'll be a great time. 4:30 p.m. on the 3rd of December. And then the following week at St. Joseph's Roman Catholic Church in Hillsboro, the Raritan Valley Chorus will be singing at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Karen, wave to us. If you need more information, please see Karen. It's going to be a great event, too. Please, please do come and celebrate the holidays with us. Pray with me, won't you? Dear Lord our God, we believe that your heart is delighted when your children praise you. And so we would do that tonight, Lord. I ask you to bless each and every person here in a rich and abundant way. For we would give thanks this Thanksgiving, and we would give thanks to you. And so hear the prayer of our grateful hearts. We are indeed your loving children. Amen. Hear now this reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When Jesus saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a great voice. He prostrated himself before Jesus' feet and thanked him. And this was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? The other 9, where are they?" "Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then Jesus said to him, "Rise up, go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. Friends, it is a joy to be with you tonight. This intersection of faiths, where we find ourselves together as one family at the crossroads of people who love and worship God and love and care about one another. And all those other differences, they just kind of crumble away at this wonderful place. What a privilege. What a joy. I am going to ask you to be playful with me for a moment, if you don't mind. Do you have a writing utensil? Do you have something to write with? Pastor Jeff's done us a favor. We didn't even talk this over, but he's left a lot of blank space at the bottom of the bulletin. And anybody need one? Okay. Left a lot of blank space at the bottom of the bulletin. And what I'd like to ask you to do, I'm not going to collect these. I'm not going to ask you to show them to anybody. But what I'm going to ask you to do is simply draw a hand. You can use your own hand as a model, but it doesn't have to be perfect. And I'll tell you why in a minute. Take a moment, won't you? And just draw a hand. Yeah, it's okay to trace. Yeah, that's all right. Now let me tell you why I've asked you to draw a hand. It's for you to take home. And to remember this little story. There was a teacher of first grade students in Chicago. And it was around Thanksgiving time, and she said to the kids, "I'd like you to draw something for me, kids. I'd like you to draw something that represents Thanksgiving." And she figured she'd get pictures of turkeys and food and stuff like that. And she did, except from Roger, this little scruffy little guy who didn't say much. She went over to Roger and looked at his paper. And lo and behold, Roger drew a hand. Now, it wasn't one of those hands where you make a turkey out of it or anything like that. It wasn't that. It was just a nice first grader hand. And the other kids came and looked at it and said, why did you draw a hand? What's that about? And he didn't want to say very much. And one little kid was kind of the theologian in the group, said, "I know, it's the hand of God. It's a hand of God who gives all good things." And he was on the button. But Roger didn't say anything. And another kid said, "I know, it's the farmer's hand, because the farmer grows the food and puts it out there, and so it's a farmer's hand." And Roger didn't say anything. And then they decided just to leave him alone. And they went about their work, and a teacher came over quietly to him and said, "Roger, tell me about the hand." And Roger looked down, and in his mind, he remembered those times at recess when he was scared to go to the playground. And the teacher would come over and hold his hand and walk out with him so he wouldn't be afraid. And Roger looked up and said, "Teacher, it's your hand." It's Thanksgiving. If I ask us to write down all the things we'd be grateful for, it would be impossible, wouldn't it? There's more to be grateful for than we can imagine. More than I could write down, maybe more than you could write down. So I'm just inviting you, I'm inviting us to be thankful for one thing. Those who have lent you a hand. Those who have given you a helping hand. I invite you this Thanksgiving to take some time, maybe sitting in your favorite chair, to think about one, maybe two, maybe three people who have given you a hand, who have given you a helping hand. And anybody come to mind? Jesus' hands were kind hands. He saw 10 lepers coming down the road. Helpless people, homeless people, starving people, unable to work, unable to communicate with society. And he lent them a hand. He made them all well. Jesus' hands were kind hands. Who has lent a kind hand to you? Won't you remember them this Thanksgiving? Who placed a wet washcloth on your forehead when you were sick? Who held your hand when you were lonely, or scared out of your wits, or terribly afraid? Who was it that held your hand when you were small, walking to school? Who cooked a meal for you? Who'll be cooking this Thanksgiving? Let's be thankful for their helping hands. Thank God, my friend. Thank God this Thanksgiving time for someone, or the many someones who lent you a helping hand. I want to be grateful for a pair of beautiful, beautiful hands that held mine symbolically when I was a sophomore at the Westminster Choir College. Anybody hear that place? It's not far from here. It was a lonely, competitive, sometimes strange place to go to school. I hear it's all better now. But I'm thankful for those two beautiful hands that symbolically held mine at 2:30 and 3 o'clock in the morning when I decided that I had to get in my car and go from Princeton to Linden, where my mom and dad lived, and sit there in the middle of the night around the kitchen table with the light softly glowing and the steam rising off of the cup of coffee as my mom listened to the angst of a college sophomore pouring his heart out. I remember her kind hands, and I am grateful this Thanksgiving. I'm grateful for the hands of my father. My father was a transplanted Polish farmer, transplanted here to the United States. He was a 50s dad, you know what I mean? There wasn't much affection displayed. To hold Dad's hand was like holding a block of wood. He would drive me places. I went to a high school where sports was a big thing. There was baseball and football and track. You know, that's where they run around in a circle. You know that thing. I wasn't into it. God blessed me with RNA and DNA, but I totally missed the day he gave out the NBA and the NFL. I wasn't into sports. I joined speech club. And Dad would drive me to competitions and events. And I wanted to say thank you to my dad. And I'd hold out my hand and I'd shake his hand. That's as affectionate as we got at the time. We hugged later in years, but at that time that was as close as we got. And I said, Dad, I want to thank you for driving me to speech club. I remember that cold, rainy autumn night outside the school where I'd have to run in and do my speech. And I thanked him. He just usually said, you're welcome. But tonight he said, oh, Jun, that was my nickname, short for Junior. Jun, I know mine, take you to speech club. You learn how to speak. Maybe someday you be someplace is lots of people gather and somebody come to you and say, hey, Anthony, you come to microphone and say a few words to people. And you'll be able to do it. I'd never be able to do it. The rest is history. I'm thankful for my dad's kind hands. So, my friends, Jesus' hands were kind hands. And in closing, I just want to say one more thing. Let your hands be kind hands. Open a door. Say a good word. Give a gesture of encouragement. give a gesture of comfort so that someday, some Thanksgiving, someone may say of you, I remember him, I remember her. They were very kind, and I give thanks for their kind hands. My dear friends, I wish you a blessed and happy Thanksgiving. God bless you all. Thanks for listening.
Final speaker this evening is Rabbi Susan Falk from Congregation Kehillat Shalom in Belmead, New Jersey. Susan, we're so glad to have you this evening, and thank you so much for coming and being willing to share with us from your point of view and from your tradition. So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for inviting me to speak this evening. And thank you to Pastor Jeff Nall and the community here at Blauenberg Reformed Church for bringing us all together this evening. And of course, thank you all to the other speakers and other clergy present and the choirs and the beautiful music. I also just want to say thank you to Imam Safet, who gave us such profound teachings, and you reminded me of this the beautiful, profound teaching of just being grateful for breath, which traditional Jews thank God for every morning. And this is a beautiful story about King David, which you told. And Reverend Tony, your statement was so beautiful and so personal, and you made me think about my parents and who are no longer in this world, and my mom and all that she did for me. And just thank you so much for your words. I feel that I've been blessed to call Pastor Jeff a new friend. And I was delighted when many of you here came to our interfaith gathering, Congregation Kehilat Shalom, last month. During the Jewish festival of, harvest festival of Sukkot. And in addition, we had the very good fortune of having your music director, hello Kathleen, Kathleen Connolly, accompany our choir in September during high holiday services. So it's good to be among friends, old and new. And it is vital now more than ever that all of us from different faiths and backgrounds come together and celebrate our common bonds as well as celebrate our differences. So I have a little story. A few years ago, we had a student in our school whose mother was Jewish and whose father was from India. And Congregation Kehilat Shalom is blessed to have many, many interfaith families among our members. Now, one Sunday, this student excitedly announced in class that his family was making a trip to India to visit relatives over the Thanksgiving holiday. It was then that his teacher told him that the Hebrew word for India is Hodu, and the Hebrew word for Thanksgiving is Hodu. And believe it or not, the Hebrew word for turkey, the bird, not the country, that's right, you guessed it, is Hodu. You can't make this stuff up. It's true. So, as this young man, you remember him, Jay, right? As this young man was leaving Sunday school that morning, he proudly announced to me, "Rabbi Susan, I'm going to visit my family in Hodu for Hodu." I was like, what? But he said, "I don't know if we're going to eat Hodu." Hodu ladonai, praise, give thanks to God. Hoda'ah is related to this word, Hodu. It's the name of a blessing, of thanksgiving, or gratitude that is recited daily in the Jewish liturgy, Hoda'ah. Modim anachnu lach, it begins. We give thanks to you, God, for our lives and our souls and for all your signs and wonders and good things that greet us every hour, morning, noon, and night. Blessed are you, God, to whom we give thanks. For the past 4 or 5 years, we have made it a practice at our Sabbath services to pause at this blessing and take some moments to share, whoever wishes, with each other anything for which we are grateful for the past week or month. It seems this practice has become a much anticipated part of our service for adult and child alike. And I think it's because the sharing brings us closer together as a community. And the gratitude teaches us to be mindful, to pay attention to what we have, even in dark times. One of the core values and messages of Judaism is the pursuit of justice and mercy in this world for all who dwell on earth. It is a core teaching that whatever we're doing, that prayer is supposed to urge us into action. It is not just prayer for prayer's sake. At the same time, the day-to-day Jewish enterprise is really about cultivating gratitude and awe for the divine, the sacred, and the wonders of our universe. So many of our prayers in the liturgy speak to the wonders of creation. And the way we cultivate gratitude and awe, the way we do this, the ancient rabbis taught, is by reciting 100 blessings. 100 blessings every day. 100 blessings, you might say. Is this even possible? Well, maybe. In Judaism, we have blessings for almost everything. In addition to the blessings in the liturgy, so if you pray three times a day, you've got all those, there's a blessing over wine. There's a blessing over bread. There's a blessing over eating fruit from trees. And there's a blessing over eating fruit that comes from the ground. There's a blessing for seeing a rainbow. There's a blessing for seeing the ocean. There's a blessing for seeing a person of great learning and wisdom. There's a blessing for lighting candles, for the washing of the hands, for smelling spices. There's a blessing for the full functioning of the body, if you know what I mean. That's said every morning. It's true. And there's even a blessing for eating cake. Cake and pastry. There's a blessing for hearing good tidings and a blessing for hearing bad tidings. And there's a blessing for seeing the first blossoms on a tree in the springtime. And so on and so on. Reciting blessings make us pause and notice what we are doing and what we have. Blessings help us mark moments in time, making the ordinary extraordinary, making the ordinary holy. This is what Judaism is about, taking ordinary moments. I imagine Christianity and Islam as well, taking those ordinary moments and making them special, making them holy. By making a blessing. And it's just like this moment. As we all gather together in this sacred space and time that we have carved out for each other. So, I would like to close with a blessing. Our God and God of our ancestors, Eloheinu v'Elohei Avoteinu v'Imoteinu. Let us be grateful on this eve of Thanksgiving for each other, for fellowship and new friendships, and for the unity and diversity that we express by coming together before you. May our gratitude propel us to action, to acts of loving kindness as we work to heal our world. May we share our resources with those suffering from poverty, hunger, and disaster. May we raise our voices in love to counter hate, bigotry, and violence. May we open our doors to the stranger and to the refugee. And may we create a world of justice, equality, and dignity for all. Baruch Atah Adonai, blessed are you, God, for helping us to celebrate our differences and unite around our shared values. And let us all say, Amen. Thank you.
Well, all of our speakers encouraged us to spend time this week, this year, in our lives, giving thanks. And as Rabbi Susan so reminded us, the process of giving thanks is a spiritual discipline. It's something that doesn't always come naturally to us. It's something that we oftentimes need encouragement and reminders to engage in. And I wanted to take some time this evening to give us an opportunity to do that very thing, to spend time voicing aloud together the things that we are thankful for, and hopefully in doing so, reminding ourselves again and in a new way those things that we hold in common regardless of our religious traditions. So this is a time, we've heard these wonderful people speak, this is a time for you all to speak. So I ask you, as a congregation gathered here this evening, what is it that you are thankful for? And I would invite you to speak those things aloud.
Family.
For family.
For friends and fellows in faith.
For friends and fellows in faith. I heard someone say, being here tonight. Grateful for that. We're thankful for each other.
I'm thankful for the scientists and engineers and doctors and nurses and the staff of all the healing institutions that help us to recover. And for those who take care of us while we are recovering.
Yes.
It's a wonderful thing to have this help.
For scientists and doctors and nurses and those who help us when we're sick and recovering. Dennis. So Dennis is thankful for the Rotary Club. He and I are both members of Montgomery, Rocky Hill, and Heather as well. And their motto is service above self. And it's something we all, and that is a diverse group as well. And we share that value in common. So thank you, Dennis. Yes. Wonderful. Thankful for opportunities to travel and to learn about different places and different people and their customs. Yes.
Thankful to God for giving us a loving heart and showing us how to share that loving heart with each other.
Yes. So for the gift of a loving heart and the opportunities to share that love with others. Thank you. Yes. Thankful to be growing older. Wonderful. That's great. Is there a blessing for that, Susan?
Blessing prayer? Yes. There's a blessing. I'll give it to you later.
I'm thankful for laughter. I'm thankful for music.
Yep. Thankful for resources. For all of God's provisions.
Yes, for all of God's provisions. Unity together in God. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. We're thankful that God exists. Amen. We're thankful for our country, for America. Yes, for the institutions within our country that make justice possible. Thank you.
I'm thankful for our voices and our ability to communicate our differences and our similarities.
So for our voices and for opportunities and ability to communicate and share.
I'm thankful for the joy and innocence of children.
Yes.
I spend all my days with them. I just love
for the
joy.
for the joy and the innocence of children. Amen. Yes. 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 So for those serving in our military and armed forces, and especially we think of those serving abroad at this time and aren't able to be home during the holiday season. Good. Yes. Yes, so for the beauty of nature around us, for the sunrise and the fall colors. Good. Yes.
I'm thankful for dance. I'm thankful to be able to dance.
Yes, we're thankful for the gift of dance. Wonderful. Thank you. Good. Well, will you turn your hearts with me in prayer? Oh God, we give you thanks. Truly you are a good and wonderful God. We thank you for gathering us here in this place this evening and giving us this opportunity to join our voices and our hearts together in this service. This day we have spent some time reflecting on those things that we are thankful for. Please help us in the coming days and weeks and months and years to continue in thanksgiving. All these things we pray. Amen. All right, we will join our voices together now in a song, Let All Things Now Living, which you will find in the red hymnal books, number 554. Let us stand as you are able for this song. And we're honored, please remain standing. We're honored to have Dr. Chaudhry here to give us our closing blessing. Dr. Chaudhry is the, I want to get it right, the co-founder and president Society of Basking Ridge, and he has been here in the past for other events, and we're very grateful that he can be with us this evening. So,
thank you.
I turned it on.
And as they get set up, I'll just remind you all again, please do come across the parking lot for a time of fellowship in our Cook Hall. There is an elevator if anyone is in need of it, and we'll have a time of refreshment. So thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Peace be with all of you. I'm honored to be asked to offer this blessing at this wonderful gathering where we learned so much from each of our speakers, whom I happen to know. I've just met Father Tony, and I loved his story. I have to thank my teacher, who in my sixth grade came over to me and he said, "You should give a speech at this next event that's coming up." And I did that, and then I heard my science teacher, who was sitting behind me, he said, "I can't believe how much confidence this little kid has." And that has never left me. And as a result, I became a debater. So, thank you. That was wonderful advice. I really do appreciate that teacher. Let me begin with a small Arabic prayer. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وعليك يود السلام فحينا ربنا بالسلام وأدخلنا جنة دار السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. O God, you are the source of peace. From you comes peace. Exalted you are, O Lord, majesty and honor. O gracious God, accept our prayers and bless all the hard work your servants have done to bring together people of all faiths and traditions to work towards building a society with harmony, peace, and justice for all. O compassionate God, help us continue the spirit of thanksgiving into our daily lives throughout the year so that we may help those who are less fortunate. Through your endless love, bring us wholeness. O Almighty God, through your grace, grant us peace and strength for this and every day. Amen.